It is, I mean, very glad to share with you my recent research findings regarding the factors associated with successful completion of chronic disease self-management program, CDSMP, among Asian participants, rural versus urban perspectives. As one of the Asian people, I am very interested in chronic disease management among Asian people. And as I have actively engaged in chronic disease self-management program, CDSMP, I was wondering how much CDSMP reaches Asian population or penetrates to those minority population. And how many of them actually completed CDSMP? And what were the factors associated with their CDSMP completion? And I was wondering, were there any geographic variation, varied by rural versus urban? So during my presentation, I would like to try to answer those questions. As you know, Asians are not dominant racial or ethnic group in this society, but their numbers are growing. Let's take a look at the population growth rate among Asian population. The numbers have been grown by 43.3% between 2000 and 2010, which is compared to 9.7% of overall U.S. population. And in the long term, it is projected to have more and more Asian people in this country. And chronic conditions affect Asian people as well. As you know, there are huge burden of chronic conditions in this country. Indeed, more than 9 out of 10 older adults are suffering from at least one chronic condition. Although Asian people tend to have less chronic conditions compared to their counterparts, but more than 4 out of 10 Asians are having at least one chronic condition. This is not negligible numbers, right? I guess you may be already familiar with CDSMP, but let me try to introduce you briefly about CDSMP. In a community setting, two lay leaders who are mostly having also chronic conditions are leading 2.5 hours weekly workshops for 6 consecutive weeks, covering various topics including chronic disease related coping skills, nutrition, exercise, medications, and communications with their healthcare providers or family members. Since 1999, we have many reports or literature to show the positive health outcomes among CDSMP participants. In our recent studies, we found also CDSMP could accomplish triple aim initiatives, including better health outcomes and better health care and lower costs. In another our study, we also found that CDSMP could potentially save healthcare costs by averting ER visits and hospitalizations among CDSMP participants. In this study, we utilized the national CDSMP study focusing on 2,716 Asian participants aged 50 years or older. And our primary outcome variable was CDSMP completion, binary variable, yes or no. Yes, if completed 4 sessions out of 6 sessions, no, if completed less than 4 sessions. We had 2 levels of variables. At the individual level, we included age, sex, rural residence, living alone, income, the number of chronic conditions. At the workshop level variable, or higher level variables, we included the percentage of Asians in the workshop and the percentages of completers in the workshop. Using these 2-level variables, we conducted multi-level modeling using STATA procedure GLLAM. This table contains three kinds of information. Mostly has to do with CDSMP, the penetration and completion. When you look at the first two columns, 78.5% of Asian participants completed CDSMP, which is a little better than their white Caucasian counterparts of 76.2%. When you take a look at the third and fourth column, you can tell 3.7% of CDSMP participants were Asian, while 4.7% were Asian in 2010 census, which may represent us that we may do more to reach this population. When you take a look at the last two columns, which is the comparison within each group, Asian participants tend to complete CDSMP compared to their white Caucasian. And let's meet our study participants, 2,716 Asian participants. As you can see, their mean age was 71 years, and 73% were female, and 8.7% of Asian participants were living in rural areas. And on average, Asian participants have had two chronic conditions, on average. And the at workshop level variables, 57.5% is the Asian participant in the workshop on average. And 75.3% were the completers in the workshop they were attending. And this bivariate table also tells us that CDSMP completion was more observed among Asian participants who are living in rural areas, who had higher number of chronic conditions, and who attended in a workshop with a higher number of patients, with higher number of completers as well. And we will see where our Asian participants were living. The following map shows us that information. The maroon dots represent urban, and this green or blue dots represents rural residents. As you can tell, Asian participants living in rural area were more observed at certain states, including Hawaii, some Washington state, and Mid-South Tennessee, where I'm currently living and staying, some Missouri, and Maine. And this table shows us how workshop delivery sites relate to CDSMP completion, varying by rural versus urban. When you take a look at the first column, you can see the various types of CDSMP delivery sites. AAA, Area Agency on Aging or Senior Centers, faith-based organization, residential care facilities, community centers or multi-purpose centers, or other. Other includes recreational center or workplace. When you take a look at the first two columns, you can tell most of the workshop sites showed pretty good completion rate, right? Ranging between 74% and 83%, which was marked by AAA. And AAA was showing pretty high completion rate even in urban sites as well. 30% of completion rate in urban versus 22% of non-completion. However, in rural areas, only 16% of completion versus 27% of non-completion. On the other hand, faith-based organization or other sites show higher percentages of CDSMP completion compared to their rural urban counterparts. Final model. In model one, only including the individual level variables, you can tell the higher number of chronic conditions. And rural residents increase the odds of completing CDSLP. When we include both individual level variables and workshop level variables, we can fail higher number of trying conditions and taking workshops at AAA or other community centers or multi-purpose sites increase the odds of CDSLP completion. At workshop level, higher percentages of workshop completers increase the odds of CDSLP completion. In our discussions, I would like to make a couple of points. The first, the rural versus urban. In our study, we found Asian participants living in rural areas were more likely to complete CDSLP when we only control the individual level variables. What does that mean? We might guess that rural areas might lack enough healthcare services or enough health promotion programs. Men or Asian participants living in rural areas may have to rely more on our CDSLP program, which should be more warranted in the future studies. And AAA has the highest completion rate, which was applicable to urban areas. But in rural areas, AAA did not show high completion rate. On the other hand, faith-based organizations or multi-purpose sites or community centers showed high completion rate. So in order to improve their completion rate, we may have to think about, wisely select workshop delivery sites, varying by urban versus rural. And we might have some neighborhood effect. Asian participants were more likely to complete their CDSLP when they were attending a workshop with higher number of completers. Like, Brian, you may take the CDSLP and you will complete it. I will follow you because you're my friend, right? And I think that sort of neighborhood effect would be more pronounced among Asian participants. Asians are more considered as group people rather than individual or independent people. And we also found that there is a positive association between a number of chronic conditions and CDSLP completion. So what does that mean? If I have more comorbidities, if I have severe chronic conditions, I'm more likely to be compliant with educational or self-management regimens like CDSLP. In conclusion, I believe that it is very meaningful to understand the hurdles or enablers of reaching minority population and helping them to complete CDSLP. And it will be also important to examine the effect of various workshops and rural versus urban residents on CDSLP completion. I believe this study implies that more minority populations could enroll and stay in CDSLP when we apply more tailored messages and support for certain population based on their race and ethnicity and their rural versus urban residents. Thank you so much.